Hello.
Hey, good morning, Gerardo. This is Dan with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good. Thank you for calling me. Yesterday I was busy in another meeting, but I'm ready to make the payment.
Awesome. You're going to love this, man. Google Guaranteed is such a great program. So let me just make sure. Salt Lake County, Utah County, Summit County, Davis County. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And if we can change it anytime. Then we're good.
Okay, perfect. And, okay, so you have license and insurance, and background check will be fine too, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's see. Okay, and you still have the Google Guaranteed email I sent you, right?
Yes.
Oh, it didn't go through. So I had a blocked message. It might just be the settings on your email. So what you're going to want to do is just unblock our emails. That way you get, or maybe you're able to just accept it from your email, however it works. But that way you can see them, okay, for future.
Okay. How do I unlock that thing?
I'll have the technician do it for you because I don't do that stuff.
Okay.
I actually have no idea.
No problem.
But I know Ivan does, you know.
All right.
So for that email address, it's going to be management@roccoconstruction.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And leads, we're forwarding those to the 385-216-2157 number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
All right, so let me jump over here. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do, I've already assigned Ivan to your account, so I'm going to schedule your client interview with Ivan, where he just wants to meet you. He'll help you with that email issue. And he's going to be able to go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, he's going to be able to check your application to make sure it's been submitted correctly. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yes.
Before I schedule that with him and get your application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, is it the same billing address for the card you'll be using? 578 North Sir Patrick Drive.
Yes.
Awesome. And the name on the card, it's Gerardo Romay, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
That's a Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, yeah, the number is 4896.
Mm-hmm.
6205.
Okay.
0304.
Okay.
0093.
All right. Expiration date?
11/24.
All right. And the CVC code?
984.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. Package is already assigned to Ivan. I'm going to process the payment. Remember, this is a one-time application fee, so you'll never have to pay this again. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to send that app to you via text and via email. Give me one quick second here. Here we go. Okay. So, let's see. Hold on, I'm just assigning, let me make sure I assign the website to you too, okay? In one quick second. Okay, add. Okay, so my site's been included, no additional charge. All right, so let's process this thing. All right, so this app's going to come to you via text, okay? It's a one-page app, super easy to fill out, okay? Do you want it in English or Spanish for the application?
Let's do it in English.
English, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta learn Spanish, man. I have so many of my clients that are bilingual. it's important, man. Okay. So the text has been sent. I'm gonna reply to our email thread, but I'm not sure if you're getting the emails yet, you know? So I'll have it in there. That way when, he takes the block off, you'll be able to see it there as well. But for right now, just use the, what do you call it? The text thread, okay? Give me one quick sec.
Okay, I'm filling out the form that you just sent me via text message.
You're the man. Perfect. Yes. All right. Uh-huh. Reply to the email to... Give me a second. All right, so that email is sent. Okay. All right, a couple more things I need to tell you, okay? So First off, for the background check, okay, it's going to be done by two entities, by either of two entities through Google. It's either Pinkerton, okay? If it's Pinkerton, they are not going to require any more information than what's on the application, okay? Like, what do you call it, social... name, address, like all that stuff. Okay. If it's Evident, okay, and Ivan will be able to let you know when he creates the account. If it's Evident, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I have it
on me. Right. I don't know why we wouldn't have our driver's license on us, but I always just like to let you guys know, you know. So when he creates the account, it'll let him know which one it is. Okay. Now, Google requires 5 reviews. You already have 6, so you're golden on that end, okay? And let's see. So are you going to be able to fill out that entire application right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I think I'm in the question number 8.
Perfect. You're rolling. Okay, so I could book your appointment today then. Oh, man, he's booked today. Okay, so let me see what we have for tomorrow. Give me one quick second. All right. Okay, Utah. So you're on mountain time. So the soonest appointment he has is going to be 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. He also has an 11:30 appointment. 2 p.m., 3 p.m., as late as 4:30 as well. So what time would work best for you tomorrow?
Let's do it at 4:30 p.m.
4:30, awesome. Okay, and that gives you plenty of time to fill out that app, too, you know? So give me one second. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now, okay? It's going to be titled Local Splash LSA. Okay, that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how your leads are going to come through on your phone. It'll say LSA lead, okay?
Okay.
And then it'll have a CI for client interview, EN for English, okay? Ivan's bilingual, too. His Spanish is, like, amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just heads up on that, too. Okay, so I'm sending you an email calendar invite. I'm not sure if you're even going to get this invite, you know? So let me try it, though, right now. Okay. And let me jump over here. I'm actually checking on that blocked email thing right now, too, while I have you on the phone. See if we could just fix it, you know?
Okay.
While I'm waiting on Caesar, he's the head of our tech department, to get back to me on that, let me go over these subcategories with you. So I'm just going to list them. Tell me if you want those turned on or off, okay? So the first one on here is furniture assembly.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Okay. Gutter cleaning.
Sorry?
Gutter cleaning?
No.
Okay. Drywall installation.
Yes.
Okay. Drywall install on. Okay. Let's see. Flooring installation.
Yes.
Okay. Tile installation.
Sorry? I didn't hear that.
Tile installation.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, hold on. He wants me to ask tech, so I'll jump back over here real fast. Okay, I'm just seeing exactly where he wants me, who he wants me to hit up for that. Okay, the next one, install water fixtures.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. TV mounting? No, right?
Yes.
Oh, you do that. Yes. Perfect. Okay, awesome. Let's see. Paint indoors, paint outdoors.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's turn both those on. Yes, it is. He asked, he's like, hey, this is a client, right? I was like, yeah. Just became a client 2 seconds ago. all right. Repair drywall.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And hold on, let me put this message in the IT help desk real fast. So, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Clients' emails are blocked from us. Hold on, let me just send them a snippet of the message I got to you. That way they have it real fast. If your appointment was today, I'd be like, you know, like, we'll just let Ivan handle it. But since it's tomorrow, I kind of want to get it fixed now. So let's see. Boom. All right, so I send that over to them. All right, let me go back. So we ended with a repair drywall. Repair fan.
Repair fan? No.
No, right? Okay. Repair flooring?
Yes.
Okay. Repair water fixtures?
Yes.
All right. Repair tile?
That'll be, no, let's not do that.
Okay. So we're going to turn that one off. Okay. Perfect. Okay. There's an other on the category too. Is there any other services that we should know about?
Well, paint, you include paint.
Mm-hmm.
We can do small plumbing repairs.
Small plumbing repairs, okay.
Yeah, roofing.
Okay.
Exterior, like, stucco or siding.
Okay. On the roofing, is it like roof installations, roof repair?
Yes, all about roofing.
Okay, all about roofing. Okay, so let me, hold on. Let me do something while I have you on the line. I'm glad I asked. So give me a second. Let me check the requirements on this one. All right, let's see what we got here. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, and your license for the roofing too?
Yeah, we're general contractors that.
Do you have a general? Okay, so yeah, so do you do like kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels too, or?
Yeah, that's one of our main products.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so hold on. Let me pull up real quick because, we have a general contractor vertical too, which I'll tell you what that includes. Give me one quick second. Just making sure on the cost per lead on it, okay? Give me one quick second here.
29.
Okay. You're not going to believe this. It's less per lead, okay? It's $38.67 per qualified lead on the general contractor vertical, okay? So
okay.
What I'm going to do, we can put you in both verticals if you'd like, or even the general contractor only if that makes better sense for you. but let me, hold on, let me pull it up real fast. So on this one, it has accessory buildings. Do you do that?
I don't think we want to include that because every time we want to quote, it doesn't work.
Okay. So let's leave that bad boy off then. Bathroom remodels. That is something you do, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Decks and patios?
Yes.
Let's turn that on. All right. Exterior finishing.
Exterior finishing? Yes.
Okay. Foundations and concrete?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Commercial projects?
Yes.
Okay. Put that on. Okay. Home additions?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Home building?
Yes.
Okay. Let's put that on. It's crazy these leads are less, too, you know? Okay. Home remodel and renovation. That's a yes, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Interior finishing?
Yes.
Kitchen remodeling?
Yes, sir.
And roofing? Yes.
Roofing, yes. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So let me put you in for those. So I think the best fit for you, we could do the general contractor vertical and the handyman vertical. So what happens when you have two different verticals, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We go off the higher minimum budget, which in this situation, it's the handyman vertical, which is weird, the 626 min budget, okay? So what will happen is each handyman vertical lead, it's $48 per qualified lead, but for each general contractor vertical lead, it's only $38.67 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. So it makes perfect sense to add that one for sure. And then give me a second here. I'm going to check one other thing. And budget 505 on this one. So we'll go off the handyman one. Okay. I'm going to check the roofing vertical too, because I just want you to get as many leads as possible. I want this to be profitable for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's what we want.
Okay, so I'd recommend to you, so on the roofer vertical, it's higher. It's $53.33 per lead. So I say we leave that one off, because in the general contractor vertical, you're getting roofing leads as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to leave the roofer vertical off, but I'm going to turn on the roofing leads on the general contractor vertical. Okay? If it was less money, I was going to say turn that one on too, you know? But let's just leave that off. So we're going handyman vertical and general contractor vertical. Okay.
Okay.
Let me
when you say vertical means like
category. It just means category. Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
All right. So. All right, so I messaged that. All right, so, okay, so I'm just trying to figure out this this email situation. Are you able to go into your email right now?
Yes.
Okay, so just go in it, and let's see, how do I unblock messages from my email? Let me see. These guys haven't got back to me yet, so I'm just going to Google it.
Awesome.
All right, let's see, heading in the following email address of block, choose the sender, click unblock. Okay, I think I have it. Okay, so what you're going to want to do, it says click the cog button and choose settings. So you want to essentially get into settings on your email.
Okay. I will go.
Okay.
Settings in my email. Okay. I'm in.
Okay. So head over to, it says filters and blocked addresses option. So it should be either like under filters or blocked addresses. I'm not sure.
Filter, block users in chat, block spaces in chats. And
should be blocked addresses.
Okay, let me see if it's blocked users.
Oh, yeah, try blocked users, yeah. Usually tech side does this stuff, man, so I'm just winging it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I see it on mine, too. So filter, so I'm on it, filtered and blocked addresses. Let me see. What is on here? The following filters apply to all incoming mail. I don't have any filters, so I'm not sure what yours says.
Well, and mine doesn't say the word filter at all.
Oh, no.
It says block users in chat and manage block spaces in chats. But I don't find the word filters and blocked inbox. Is that in settings?
Yeah, it should be in the settings. So what I did, because we have a Google Workspace for our company too. Yes, mine,
uh-huh.
But the client is not getting the emails from us. You didn't see our emails, right?
I don't think I had. Let me see if I do a splash here.
Yeah, it should be from local splash support.
Local splash. No, I haven't received an email from you guys.
Okay. Yeah, because there's been a total of 3 sent. So, what do you call it? Let me see. I have the tech team too. They're messaging me now, but they're just looking on it. So we'll try to figure it out ourselves for right now. Okay. So if you go into settings, this is how mine looks. You'll see filters and blocked addresses.
But is that from the laptop computer or from a phone?
I'm on a desktop. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why, because I'm on the phone right now trying to do it.
Got you. Here, let me do it. Let me try to do it from a mobile. Where's my phone at? Let me grab it. I just want to make sure, because you get like personalization emails, et cetera, for Google Guaranteed. So I want to make sure you're getting these things, you know?
Uh-huh.
So hold on. Let me go to my email. Okay, so settings. Okay, so I go to settings, and let me see. Let me see, manage notifications, no. Conversation view, no. Yeah, I don't know, man. We're gonna wait for OJ to message us back on this.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, because he's the guy, you know. They're the tech guys. I don't do that stuff. So, see what he says here. All right, let me start.
I already filled up the first form that you
sent
me via email.
Yeah, so that's it. It's just one page form. So once you submit it, it's going to go to Ivan so he could process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're good to go on that, but we're just hang tight. We'll figure out this email situation right now. Message me back. Checking. I know you're checking, brother. Give me a solution. So I'm gonna just start getting your notes in the meantime. So just hang tight. We'll get this email thing figured out too.
Okay.
Handyman and general contractor vertical. Perfect. And monthly budgets. Going off the higher ones, so 626. $38.67 per lead, general contractor. What are your hours of operation?
From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5, got it. Perfect. All right, and he messaged me back. Let me see. Not server issue there. Here, they want me to re-verify the email too, just to double check it. So give me 1 second. Let me jump back over to that. I don't know why this thing's loading. Alright, so I have So it's management at ROCO. Or I'm sorry. Oh, that may be where it is. So it's ROCO. So it's supposed to be Rocco Construction, right?
ROCO Construction, yes.
Okay. That's where it's messed up. So hold on. Construction.
Okay.
So. Let's make sure this one says valid. Dang it. Man, that was totally my bad. I had the wrong email. So hold on. I'm going to send you an email right now, okay? So what I did is I did RO construction. I didn't put the ROCO, okay? So I'm going to resend you the email from me titled Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay.
Just let me know if you get that right now. That way I can make sure it solves and let these guys know.
All right. Let me know if you sent it.
Oh, already sent. Yeah, already sent.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
I received it.
You received it. Okay, awesome. Uh-huh. Okay, so let me tell these guys so they could get back to doing what they were doing. hold on.
Okay.
I apologize. I had the email incorrect. It is solved now. Okay, so let me jump back over here. So I'm gonna also send you over the vertical too that we're putting you under, the cost per lead in writing. That way you have it. You're gonna see two minimum budget requirements, but we don't add those together. We just go off of the higher one, okay?
Okay.
So give me one quick sec here. budget. All right, let's see, 505. Okay. And I'm copy and pasting all the subcategories, but I already turned on the ones that me and you went over, okay? So don't worry about them all being turned on. So those are coming at you right now. And let's see. Okay, so let me go back over here to home. So I'm going to resend you to the, what do you call it? The, dang, man, the emails that we sent before.
Awesome.
Sorry about that. I was just tongue-tied, man. All right, so give me a second. This thing's loading on me now. All right, home. Okay, you should receive those shortly, okay? It's just going to be a Google guaranteed email, and you're also going to get an invoice, okay? Just give me one quick sec here. Send. So it's loading now. I have the right email in there though. I think it's because I had tech go into your manager account. So just allow it like 10 minutes or so, and I'll make sure to get those other emails sent to you, okay? The invoice, the welcome email, and your Google Guaranteed campaign begins. So you'll get those three different ones. Okay. Okay. So do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
I think it'll be good to be 100% honest and clear with you. In the past, I mean, it was like January maybe when we talked, I started looking for the Google Guarantee features. I actually didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And I started to fill out some forms. I didn't conclude it. I didn't finish the process. I got stuck. And that's why it didn't work for us, but that's also the reason why we are hiring you guys to help us get this ball rolling and get this set up.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me know that. So back in January, so you created a Google Guaranteed account and you just got stuck in the application process. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So our team, we deal with multiple Google Guaranteed accounts. We should have no problem getting you approved for it. Did Google give you any type of like error code though? Like anything that, like, did they say the anything about the background or anything that we need to know about?
No, I mean, we are clean backgrounds guys. We work hard and our family men, we just want to do everything in line with the requirements, the laws, and everything. Yeah, no addictions here, no bad habits, nothing at all.
Perfect, perfect. So you're golden then. Yeah, it should be easy breezy. And we'll help you every step of the way. If we run into any hiccups on the application, right, we have a rep at Google dedicated to our company. Her name's Alicia, and she's there to help us push these things through smoothly. So you'll be in good hands with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, look out for that call tomorrow. That's going to be between 4:30 and 5:30 from our 877 number, And I'm going to call you too, and I'll introduce you to Ivan. He's awesome. I meet with him daily. Like, he's really, really good on that side. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. I already put it in my calendar, so I have a reminder.
Perfect. You're the man, okay? So, and expect those emails shortly. I just have to wait for this thing to refresh, and then I'm going to shoot them all out to you. Okay? Oh,
okay.
When you go into your invoice, it's going to have a section that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, right, it's going to show you everything that we offer. Ignore everything above Google Guaranteed, except for the My Site. So you're getting a My Site, Google Guaranteed only account. Everything under Google Guaranteed is what's included in your platform. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just a heads up on that. Okay, and that will come to you via email as soon as this dang thing refreshes for us. Okay.
Okay. I received two more emails. I don't know if that, one more email, sorry, from you. The vertical, what you call vertical.
Yeah. So that's from me, but your account, like, so on your, we call it our CRM, right? In our manager account. It's not, refreshing for me. It just did. Awesome. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to send all these to you right now. Welcome to Local Splash. Send. All right, Local Splash initial invoice. Send. And Google Guarantee campaign begins. Where's that at? There it is. Send. Okay, so let me refresh on this. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have tech do it. It's still loading. But you're going to receive those shortly, I promise you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I believe you.
Yeah, so it'll come from a local Splash support. And it's just basically like it's like a welcome email, your initial invoice, so you can use that for your tax purposes, all that good stuff. And then we send you a Google Guarantee campaign begins, okay? So just look out for those shortly. You already got your application done, so that's the first step, you know? Tomorrow, Ivan will get you all set up on Google Guaranteed. He'll send you, like, some more personalization emails, et cetera. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Daniel.
All right. You're awesome. You guys have a great rest of your day, okay? Congratulations again, Gerardo.
Hey, thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. Bye.